You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's 20 till 11 here on this Monday, October 9th, which means it's time for our Valley Talk program. I'm Tyler Hergert, and joining me today is Kurt Ellefson of the Polk County Veterans Affairs. Kurt, how's your Monday going?
So far, so good. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Kurt, what is your role with the Polk County Veterans Affairs?
So I'm the Polk County Veteran Service Officer. So my office, what we do is it's made up of two people, myself and Kelly Lowen, who's Assistant County Veteran Service Officer. So what we do is basically help veterans with any and all benefits. So anything from helping them get enrolled in VA healthcare to navigating VA healthcare to paying an electric bill. We are kind of a broad base to all benefits for veterans in our office.
And how long have you been there?
I've been actually being in Polk County about 7 years here in November.
Yeah.
Went fast.
It's crazy. Time flies, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I've been doing Redlake County for 12 years in December. So.
Mm-hmm. And we were chatting a little bit before we got on the air talking about some of the military service that you've done too.
Yep.
So you want to share just what you've done?
Oh, yep. So I served with the Minnesota National Guard and deployed to Iraq for 16 months back in, well, it was actually 22-month deployment. It was 05 to 07 is my deployment time. So, got to serve some time in Iraq and seen a different part of the world and did some things to help support America. And I'm happy I did it and happy to be home, that's for sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, very appreciative for your service. Thank and you. Everything that you've done for our country. There's a couple of different things on the agenda for the Polk County Veterans Affairs, and one of them is Operation Greenlight that's going to be coming up in the early part of November. What's that all about?
So we did this last year, too, and we're doing it again this year. So Polk County, you know, Commissioner Board had approved that we go through this Operation Greenlight again, which basically is we're going to display all of our American flags at our county buildings this year from November 6th to the 12th. In honor of veterans during Veterans Day. So we also ask that the community as well display at least one green light bulb at their house, or if you have a business, the same thing, a green light bulb, to honor veterans who November 6th or 12th, to honor them during Veterans Day week.
Yeah.
And with that said, you know, it is the Operation Greenlight does go from November 6th to the 12th, but you can keep it on all year round. So if you want to honor veterans all year round, go ahead and just keep it up.
Yeah, no better way to do that than a little simple light bulb.
You know? Yep. Yeah, it's very simple. Just display a green light bulb, which usually you can get them at the local hardware stores. I suggest that it's the best place to get them. Otherwise, Amazon does have them as well. But I suggest if you can, get it at your local hardware and shop local. So.
Yeah, it says that last year over 300 different counties participated in the Operation Greenlight, so it's all over the place.
All over the place, and we actually get this in collaboration with the National Association for County Veteran Service Officers and National Association of Counties as well as actually who put this together. So it's all over the country, and we're hoping to have every county participate in the future. So it just kind of started last year, so we'll see how things go this year.
And people who participate, they can take a picture and share it on social media. There's the hashtag Operation Greenlight. So it's a really cool thing that everybody in the community can really come together.
Yep. And it means a lot. I like I said last year, and I'll say it again, I think it means a lot for veterans to see these green lights during that week. I think sometimes, you know, as veterans, we kind of sometimes feel forgotten. But when you see a community come together and just display a green light bulb, which, you know, a veteran just driving around is going to see, that means a lot to them. Like, it just means a lot to know that we haven't been forgotten about and we're being honored during our week as a Veterans Day week. So,
is there a website that people can get more information about Operation Greenlight?
There is. I think it's on this one right here. I think if they have questions, the best thing to do is just have them call our office, because we actually might, and you can't quote me on this, we might have some donated green light bulbs that we're going to hand out of the office as well. So if they have questions about Operation Greenlight, have them just give us a call. We can explain what it's all about, what they can do to participate, and hopefully get them some green light bulbs if we have some on hand.
Yeah, and what's that number that they can call?
The best number for our main office in Crookston is 218-281-3066.
Yeah, so a couple of different ways how people can get involved, find out some information, and of course pick up some green lights to share their support for the veterans.
Exactly. Yep.
And then there's another thing that's pretty big, the post 9/11 service bonus, and there's a big change to that.
Yep, and we've talked about it the last couple months, and I'm going to keep talking about it because it seems like no matter how much we advertise the 9/11 bonus or any of our stuff, we seem to always miss someone. So again, the 9/11 bonus, if you served after 9/11/2001 active duty service, you're eligible for a Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs bonus, which is $600 if you served after active duty after 9/11, $1,200 if you have certain medals like overseas ribbons, that kind of stuff, $2,000 for Gold Star families. If you lost a loved one in service, you're eligible as well. When this came out last year, you had to be a Minnesota resident to apply, Minnesota resident when you sign up for the service to be eligible for this bonus. Now you do not. Now you just have to be a veteran who served active duty after 9/11 and is a Minnesota resident currently, and you'd be eligible for this bonus. So the best thing to do if you got questions on this bonus is, again, give us a call. We'll help you either apply or show you how to do it online. It's actually very easy online how to do it, but give us a call first. We'll kind of guide you through it before you do it yourself. So
yeah, it looks like MinnesotaVeteran.org is a good resource as well for people to check out.
It is. Yep. MDVA, Minnesota Department of Veteran Affairs, has a website as well for this. It's actually kind of where you're going to apply as well. So yes, definitely give us a call. Again, you do not have to be Minnesota resident when you sign up for service for this 9/11 bonus. That is the big change this year.
Yeah, so if you're a Minnesota resident right now, but you're living elsewhere, you can just apply right now?
Yep, apply right now. We actually, we just had someone the first day this was started again, because they reopened it for the non-Minnesota residents when they signed up. He did the application that day, was approved, and got a check within a week or two. So it's very, very quick. So definitely, you know, especially got Christmas coming up, you need some extra money.
Yep.
Here you go.
Yeah. And it's really nice that it's that quick too. Within a week or two, you're able to complete the whole process.
Yep. Within a couple of weeks, you should be able to get a check in the mail. So,
Is there a deadline at all that veterans would need to?
So that, that is even with the original bonus they set out last year was $24 million. So once the $24 million is done, or June 2024, they were going to end the bonus. They have actually extended that, but they haven't really put on there how much they extended it for. But either way, if you're hearing this and you're eligible, apply as soon as possible. Do not wait. You do not want to be the one that missed it because you procrastinated, and the next thing you know, they're out of money. So if you're eligible, apply as soon as possible.
Yeah, so a lot of good things there. Again, MinnesotaVeteran.org, or give the Polk County Veterans Affairs a call. Yep. Or you can even stop by the office too.
Yep, stop by the office too. Yeah, we're usually in Crookston Monday through Friday, either myself or Kelly, depending on if we have, you know, some meetings going on or not. You know, we might be gone. We have our cards right at the door, so give us a call. I got my work cell phone on me at all times, so if you're trying to get a hold of us, give us a call. We'll definitely help you out, so.
Circling back a little bit, during the Operation Greenlight, November 6th through the 12th, Veterans Day is coming up as well.
Yes.
And we'll be talking to you again in early November to talk about, reintroduce the Operation Greenlight into the people's minds and also talk about Veterans Day, but a little preview for Veterans Day.
So for Veterans Day, you know, I've heard, a lot of people are getting together, organizations, getting Veterans Day down for what we're going to do for events. Right now, myself, I'll be speaking at Winnie Mac School at 9 a.m. on November 10th. So the day before Veterans Day, because it's Veterans Day is on a Saturday. So that's where I'll be at. I still haven't heard any official plans for Crookston here. I'm sure they'll have a meal and a Veterans Day event at the Golden Link like we usually do, but I'll talk about that in more detail when I come back on early November.
Yeah, so We'll have a little bit there, but it's nice to know that you're going to be doing some speaking, and should be really fun and excited for that, speaking to the kids.
Public speaking is one of my least favorite things to do, but usually once you get up there, it ain't too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of nerve-wracking until you actually start, and then when you're done, you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad, but it always gets a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I love doing it. I love being out in the community and being able to speak to large groups of people, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think spreading the message to large groups of people is very... very necessary, especially, you know, with then you see something like with the Operation Greenlight, where you see the green lights all around, and it's very beneficial.
Very beneficial. And it's very nice to speak to our youth as well, to make sure that us veterans and our veterans organizations and our benefits aren't forgotten. So when young people realize that keeps it going for generations and generations to come. So,
speaking of those benefits, what are some of those general benefits?
Some of the general benefits that, you know, we offer in our office, the main ones that we do is VA compensation. So if a veteran was in the service or injured from, doesn't have to be combat, but injured from, let's just say, hearing loss because they fired a tank without hearing protection, and now they have a hard time hearing, at least their wife tells them that, or their spouse, or they have ringing in the ears. You know, that's something we would do, is put them in for a compensation claim for hearing loss. And what that does, if that goes through, it gives them maybe some monthly monetary award. Plus, it helps them in their VA health care. So depending on what percentage they are due to their service-connected disability, they get better health care with no co-payments, so it's such an and with that said, you know, another big thing we do is VA healthcare. We help apply for VA healthcare, help navigate VA healthcare. So if you're a veteran who's applied in the past and maybe it was declined, hey, maybe it's time to come see us. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Veterans should almost see their veteran service officer at least once a year. Just to say, hey, has things changed? Because they change all the time. Like, by tomorrow, something will change. I guarantee that. There's always a constant change when it comes to veterans' benefits. So VA healthcare, VA compensation, trying to keep veterans from becoming homeless. So, you know, if you need help with rent, if you have problems with your electric bill, you know, there's all kinds of assistance that we can help with, grants and such on. There's also the SSAP special needs grants, which we've talked about before on here, which is a help for like car repairs, medical bills, appliances, new furnace, that kind of stuff. If you're in a need and you're a veteran, we do have those grants. We just have to apply for them. So we do all kinds of stuff. You kind of name it, I guess. We do it. If you're not sure if it's something we help with, give us a call, because we have resources as well. If it's something we can't do, but we know someone that can, we'll definitely put you in the right direction.
And the phone number to call?
The best phone number is 218-281-3066.
And then the address, if people want to swing by in person?
612 Broadway Street North, Crookston, Minnesota. It's considered the old courthouse, they call it. The big gray building on top of the hill across from Domino's. We're right through the front doors. We're on the right there.
So. And hours of operation are?
So our operation hours for Crookston are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. We also have an office in East Grand Forks, which we're there Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 to 3. And then I go to Fawston and McIntosh, Fawston at the Civic Center from 9 to noon on Wednesdays. And then in the afternoon, I go to McIntosh at the Bella Building from 1 to 3:30. So, again, if you're trying to get a hold of us at any location, just call the main number, 218-281-3066, and you'll get a hold of us, or get my work cell phone, which is on me pretty much 24/7. So,
well, Kurt, thank you very much for joining us. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
No, I think that'll do her, and I'll come on early November, and we'll talk before Veterans Day.
Well, Kurt, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for all the information that you've given us. So that was Kurt Ellison for today's Valley Talk.